FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Sibumandla Khumalo is due to be sentenced today for the murder of his ex-girlfriend at an Umhlanga taxi rank. The Durban High Court yesterday found the 34-year-old guilty of the attack near the Gateway Mall last year. Nomfundo Msibi, who was the mother of his 5-year-old son, was stabbed multiple times. Newswatch's Lauren Hendricks reports.
Shortly after the verdict was handed down, both the prosecution and defense presented the arguments in aggravation and mitigation of sentence. Khumalo's lawyer, Pumulele Danisa, asked the court to deviate from the minimum sentence, suggesting that a 25-year sentence should be considered. After Khumalo took the stand to apologize to Msibi's family, Danisa said the court should take into consideration his remorse. He added that his client, who's a breadwinner for Msibi's 2 children, acted out of emotion. However, State Prosecutor Christian Shars dismissed Khumalo's apology as insincere, suggesting that the CCTV footage portrayed the convict as cold-hearted and callous. He's urged the court to impose the minimum sentence. Lauren Hendricks, East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Police Chief Fani Masemole says police officers have the right to defend themselves against heavily armed criminals. He's defended the actions of law enforcement teams following a series of shootouts between cops and suspects in parts of the country. Last week, police shot dead 4 suspected extortionists in the north of Durban. SAPS spokesperson Nonkululeko Bokane says the commissioner says officers have a duty to use the necessary force to protect the public.
He further said police have observed with concerns statements issued in defense of criminals and questionable silence when officers are killed in the line of duty, including committee members who are always at risk and at times killed as innocent bystanders.
21 police officers have been killed in the line of duty since April last year. And a body representing more than 90 airlines has threatened to take legal action against the UK's Heathrow Airport. The carriers want a settlement over the costs from Friday's shutdown, which saw some 1,300 flights cancelled. A nearby substation fire caused a power cut at the airport. The National Grid has implied services could have kept running because another 2 power supplies were available. Nigel Wicking is the head of the Heathrow Airline Operators Committee.
If we don't get good enough recourse and repayment in terms of the costs, then yes, there may be a case for legal action.
Transport Secretary Heidi Alexander's updated MPs.
The other supply points continued supplying to Heathrow Airport throughout the incident. Heathrow's view was that this supply was insufficient to ensure the safe and secure ongoing operation of all systems across the whole airport.
Recap of our lead stories. Sibumandla Khumalo is due to be sentenced today for the murder of his ex-girlfriend at an Umhlanga taxi rank. That's it from the Newswatch team for now. I'm Natara Nadesan.